Body shops. This is a subject that I'm very interested in, and something I've sort of seen not change tremendously, unfortunately, in revenue cycle management over the course of the last few decades. I can't say I know the complete history of the origins and the early stages of the revenue cycle management industry. In fact, I'm not sure I know how long it goes back. It certainly seemed like the early days where it was office manager, you know, sort of in-house staff, things like that, that performed some billing functions. I think as we looked at the early stages of outsourcing to billing companies, RCM companies, we saw that much of that was on a transaction level, meaning, you know, certain amount of dollars per, you know, claim line entered in terms of payment posting or charge entry, whatever. Those were transactional kind of things, which effectively is, again, a body shop. You're charging per person or per individual activity. Even in the mid-2000s, when I got into the industry, I saw a lot of this. And, you know, certainly with respect to watching the creation and rapid growth of offshore business process outsourcing organizations, or BPOs, from the mid-2000s to now, they all started on a staffing model basis, or body shops, where they charged per person per month or per transaction or something like that. And those are staffing models. That's a body shop. And again, I'm not trying to knock all this. We'll get to a point eventually on what this is. But even in the mid-2000s, most of the onshore U.S. revenue cycle management industry was contingent. That means they charged on a percentage of collections that they achieved. Now, in theory, and their stated belief was that, and also their marketing, was that their incentives were aligned, meaning the billing company's incentives were aligned with a provider, since the pricing was contingent, and therefore they weren't really body shops. Now, that's not really the case. It isn't really the alignments are perfectly or even really well aligned, but that's another podcast entirely. So de facto, most of the billing companies at that time, and even now, I believe, are mostly body shops. And the definition of that, in my opinion, is either they're charging on a, you know, per body, per month basis or something like that, or more practically, not related to the pricing, but what they're doing is they're effectively slogging away at individual claims. And so you're effectively paying for staffing, which is, I'm going to pay a company to go and work, to enter charges, to post payments, to work claims. But again, that's a body shop, not something else. And we shouldn't confuse those two. And most of those organizations that are slogging away to individual claims are doing so with questionable efficacy. So alignment of incentives really is huge. And a billing company CEO that I recently spoke to, this is a relatively small billing company. I'm in touch with a lot of billing companies in a very large size range. This one's relatively small, doing maybe 50 million in annual collections. They have been trying to build out their executive team to grow more quickly, and they've really struggled because they found that too many people come on board and are really just looking for a paycheck, and they find that the alignment of incentives is off. So they're considering, do we give equity or something like that, or some mix of cash and equity, or even only equity? And, you know, I think it's a fascinating conversation. But the point of that is incentives really matter. So many billing companies, BPOs, charge on a per head basis still. This could be anywhere from 100 to 5,000 employees. And as I mentioned, others just sort of act de facto that way. So the question is why? Is it because it's just legacy? That's kind of how it's always been done. And it could be because that organization's been around for decades, or it could be that the organization was started by somebody who's been in the industry for decades and that's kind of all they knew. Or one of the things I see frequently in this industry is someone even relatively new in is taught by somebody who's been in for a while, and they pass down oftentimes bad policies and procedures, or even, you know, managerial ethos, processes, concepts, ethics, and so on. Well, there's another reason, though, which is if you're charging as a body shop, it's relatively easy to break into a lot of providers who are doing in-house billing. And so if you're trying to outsource that, and you're charging on a per body per month basis, you may be able to pick up one to some small number of headcount because they're so understaffed, because there's a shortage of labor and those kind of issues. So it's easy to break in, and then that may be your entry point to then eventually take 10 or 15 or 25 employees or 100 employees or something like that and outsource the bulk of that entire department. Now, there's another reason though, I think, and I think this may even be the biggest reason, which is transitioning away from being a body shop is really challenging. It's really difficult. It takes a totally different kind of management team to do that. And that begs the question, what's the alternative? If you're not slogging away at individual claims, if you're not charging on a per body basis, and even the ones, as mentioned, that are charging on a percentage basis really are mostly slogging away at individual claims, what's the alternative? Well, the answer is performance. Make it performance-based. Now, many of you who are billing companies are saying, wait, we already are performance-based, we're doing that. And I believe that that is the case where most billing companies believe and have been stating for decades to healthcare providers that they are performance-based and that they are high-performing. And I believe they believe it, and I believe they're really trying. Right. The question is, what does that mean? What is performance? So we'll cover that in the next podcast.